Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, it's our second day looking at wax museums. Yesterday, we were checking out the Louis Tussauds Wax Museum in Great Yarmouth, England, and it was famous because it was so bad.
Yeah, they looked ugly.
That's right. They had the normal figures, the famous people, but they were done very badly with bad skin, bad hair, faces, and body parts that are probably the wrong shape.
I gotta feel sorry for them. I mean,
people laughed at it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good for a laugh.
That's
true. I've actually seen it when I went to Hong Kong, Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his wax figure, of course, not in person. That would be creepy.
Yes, that would. That would. But, yeah, he would certainly be in a lot of wax museums.
And Jackie Chan
would be there, yeah.
It's funny. I think when they make, like for example, Nicole Kidman, they don't really look that good. I mean, no offense. Sorry.
That's true. Some of them do. Some of them don't. It's quite interesting. I don't know if it comes down to the artist or maybe some people are just hard to copy. But today we're heading over to Mexico. In the country of Mexico, they have their own wax museum. So come back and join us as we check out the wax museum in Tijuana, Mexico. Reading.
The World's Worst Wax Museums.
Tijuana, Mexico is home to another corny wax museum. It's the Museo de Cera, or Wax Museum, and it contains 92 figures, from Michael Jackson to Pope John Paul II. The museum, founded in 1993, is divided into four sections inside: Mexican history, 20th century leaders, popular celebrities, and horror. In the exhibitions, you may easily find many familiar figures of the 20th century, including a cartoonish Barack Obama and a pasty Bill Clinton, as well as Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and others. Visitors can also pose for fun photos with hideous versions of entertainment icons, from Marilyn Monroe and Tom Cruise to Julia Roberts and Harrison Ford. With all the terrible likenesses of famous celebrities in store, it's no wonder people rate the Dracula and Wolfman figures as the best in the museum. Through the owner's delicate arrangement, visitors may experience a different, more Mexican version of wax figure art. If you're ever in Tijuana and feel like a laugh, don't miss out on this tacky museum. Alright, so let's check it out. Tijuana, Mexico is home to another corny wax museum. Okay. Something corny is kind of like a bad joke, basically.
Right.
You know, it's not the funniest joke. It might also be an old joke that you've heard many, many times. So if someone makes a joke and it's not really that funny, you say, oh, that's corny.
Yeah, or some greeting cards, they can look really corny.
That's true too.
Okay. So, 昨天我们看到是在位于英国，那今天我们要带你们来到墨西哥的 Tijuana。另外一个呢，我们要介绍一个俗气蜡像馆的所在处。这里的 corny 其实有时候有着这个非常老土啦，很怂啦，就是 old fashioned 这样子的意思，一种感觉。所以有时候有些笑话，如果就是陈腔滥调或是不好笑，我们就会说 it's a corny joke。
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's the Museo de Cera, or Wax Museum, and it contains 92 figures from Michael Jackson to Pope John Paul II. Okay, so it's just another wax museum they have down there in Mexico. It contains 92 figures, or 92 famous people. You can see their figures or wax statues there. When something contains something, it holds something. So, for example, your pockets might contain money or keys, or your bag might contain books or pens. That's all it means, is it's inside, it holds something. For example, the box contained a pirate's treasure of gold and jewels. We found all of that stuff inside the box, or the box contains that.
OK， 所以这个蜡像馆的名字呢就叫做 Museo de Cera。 OK， 它总共呢有包含92个蜡像，从这个 Michael Jackson 到这个教宗，就是我们提到的是 Pope John Paul II。 OK， 其中我们来看一下 contain 这个字哦，它有着就是容纳这样的意思，有时候它也有 include， 也就是包含这样子的意思哦。
Okay, the museum, founded in 1993, is divided into four sections inside. So the museum, of course, is one place, but there are four sections or four smaller areas. Mm-hmm. Museums will often do that, like a history museum might right. have, you know, the Roman section, the Chinese section, the Egypt section. These are just different parts of a bigger thing. For example, you must pay more to sit in the first class section of the airplane, right? Airplanes are often separated into two or three areas or sections. So what are the sections? The Mexican history section, 20th century leaders, uh-huh. that would be, you know, U.S. presidents and kings and queens from around the world, popular celebrities, famous mm-hmm. people,
like Michael
and
Jackson.
Horror. So vampires, monsters,
nice.
Scary things like that.
That would be my favorite section.
Mm,
okay.所以这个博物馆的蜡像馆啦，应该这么说，它是创建于西元1993年。注意哦，这里我们用到 founded in 1993， 很多人其实看到 found 这个字马上会想到，哦，它就是 find 的过去式，不是啦。这里的 found 有没有发现它后面还有加一个 ed， 所以它是指这个创立、创办这样的意思哦。那在这个蜡像馆里面，它有分为四大区哦。那这里区域呢，地区我们可以用 section 这个字哦。section section， 那它有哪四个，就是像是 Mexican history， 就是墨西哥历史啦，或者是 20th century leaders， 就是20世纪的领袖，还有当然呢少不了就是 popular celebrities， 当然就是很火红的名人，还有呢我个人非常想要一探究竟的 horror， 就是惊悚区。
In the exhibitions, you may easily find many familiar figures of the 20th century. So yeah, museums often have exhibitions. An exhibition is just a show, a demonstration. When people come to see something new, to learn something new, they might go to a museum, for example, for an exhibition. For example, we could say there was an exhibition of Picasso's paintings at the museum. Exhibitions are often sort of for a shorter time, maybe a few months, right? They might have these paintings. So you kind of have to go at the right time to see a special exhibition. Or other museums will have exhibitions that run for a very long time, like this one. There's a cartoonish Barack Obama. So Barack Obama, who kind of looks like a cartoon, not like the real person.
Hey.
And a pasty Bill Clinton. Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
If someone's pasty, their skin is kind of white and, you know, doesn't maybe look so healthy. They
right.
might look a little bit sick. They also have Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and others.
Okay. 所以我们刚刚有提到 exhibition 这个字哦，就是有展览啦，或是展览会，或是展示会的意思。所以我们在这个蜡像馆里面呢，我们的这个展览会场会不禁看到一些我们刚刚前面有提到20世纪的领导人的一些熟悉的身影，像是呢，诶，这时候就比较有一些逗趣的感觉哦，就是我们看到 a cartoonish Barack Obama. Okay, 这里就是卡通感的奥巴马哦。那我们用，我们都知道 cartoon 就是卡通啦，可是后面呢字尾有 ish， 好，我们通常用 ish 在字尾呢有这个有点怎么样，稍微怎么样哦，什么什么怎么样这样子的意思哦，所以它是有卡通 feel 的这个奥巴马。还有什么呢？哦，不好哦， a pasty Bill Clinton， pasty 通常就是有这个脸色苍白或是不健康这样的意思。当然了，还有很有名的这个泰瑞莎修女 Mother Teresa， 还有 Gandhi， 甘地，还有其他名人啦。
Visitors can also pose for fun photos with hideous versions of entertainment icons from Marilyn Monroe and Tom Cruise to Julia Roberts and Harrison Ford. So, of course, they have celebrities, right? If you really like someone, you might want to pose for a picture with them. Of course, these are wax figures, so they'll never say, I'm sorry, I'm too busy, or please move away from me, you're scaring me. No, these are wax figures, so anyone can stand next to them to pose. To pose is basically to stand still so that an artist or a photographer, someone can take your picture or paint your picture, do something like that. For example, You've probably done this on holiday. We all posed in front of the castle so our friend could take a picture. So you stand there, you make your hair look good, you look at the camera, you smile. You're ready to have a picture taken. You're posing. And it seems there's a lot of famous movie stars there, right? Marilyn Monroe, Julia Roberts, but they're probably
hideous.
The ugly version. Yeah,
right.
It says they're hideous.
Okay. 好，所以呢，其实同样我们还要是要看到这个丑陋版本的偶像艺人哦。但是呢，好玩的是你可以跟他们一起摆一些 pose 拍照哦。pose 当然呢，在这里是当作动词来用，就是摆姿势。那后面通常会接介系词 for， 就像我们课文的 pose for fun photos。跟谁一起拍呢？就是 hideous version。hideous 有着很丑陋的，甚至于可怕这样的意思哦。所以就是。恐怖或是丑陋版的这个 entertainment icons 一些偶像艺人像是这个玛丽莲梦露啦 Marilyn Monroe 还有 Tom Cruise 汤姆克鲁斯还有这个 Julia Roberts 还有 Harrison Ford Now where is he now? He's kind of old
He is quite old these days But I think they said they're going to make new Star Wars movies So maybe he'll be back for those Who knows With all the terrible likenesses of famous celebrities in store Okay so there are a lot of really ugly celebrities there It's no wonder people rate the Dracula and Wolfman figures as the best in the museum. So, yeah, these, you know, the Barack Obamas and the Tom Cruises, they're pretty bad. But if you really want to choose the best in the museum, it would have to be Dracula and Wolfman. They're rated as the best. To rate something is basically to give a score to judge something. So, you know, when you watch and they say, oh, this new movie, we'll give it 4 stars out of 5. That's a rating. If you're even at school, if they, you know, a teacher gives you 8 out of 10 on your math test, that's a rating. It's basically like a score. For example, we can say this restaurant is expensive, but it's rated as the best in the city. So all the magazines or websites think that this is the best food. It's rated. It's been chosen by the judges as the best food. And it seems the Dracula and Wolfman, because they're so famous, and I guess it's kind of hard to make Wolfman look bad. You just get a person and cover their face with hair. You can't really make a mistake with that.
Yeah.
So they're looked at as the best. Plus, maybe people in Tijuana just like to be scared.
Oh, okay. 所以由于馆内呢所有的名人蜡像超高相似度哦，难怪呢这个游客会评比这个 Dracula 就是这个德古拉吸血鬼，还有谁呢？就是 Wolfman 就是狼人的蜡像是这个馆内最优的、最棒的 as the best. Okay. 那这里我们看到。It's no, 通常我们用 it's no wonder 或是 no wonder 什么什么就是难怪这样子的意思哦 For example, it's no wonder you're hungry you didn't have any breakfast OK, 那 rate 刚刚有提到这个字 R-A-T-E 就是对什么东西做评价啊这样子的意思哦 For example, on a scale of 1 to 5 I'd rate the book at a 4
Okay, that's a pretty good rating. I would read a book if someone gave it 4 out of 5. Okay, back to the article. Through the owner's delicate arrangement, visitors may experience a different, more Mexican version of wax figure art. Okay, so yeah, the owner's delicate arrangement. Okay, something delicate is not strong. It's kind of light. It's easily broken. When we think of glass, for example, we think of something delicate. When you think of a butterfly, the wings of a butterfly
or
a bird
doll.
Or very delicate. Yeah, a doll made of porcelain or china or something like that. If you drop it, it is definitely going to break into many pieces because it's very delicate. For example, we could say the wine glass is much more delicate than the coffee cup, right? Coffee cups are often thick and strong and heavy. Mm-hmm. You can even drop one on the floor and it might not break. But if you drop a wine glass, it's definitely going to break because it's very delicate.
Okay, 通常呢一个东西非常的精致或者是非常精巧甚至有点易碎的我们都会称它为 delicate 像是那个陶瓷娃娃我们就会觉得说它是非常的 delicate 哦。那在这个本课当中文章是提到透过馆长的细致的安排这里我们是用 the owner's delicate arrangement 那游客呢就能体验一种更为不同而且有带有这个墨西哥感的蜡像艺术啦
So if you're ever in Tijuana and you feel like a laugh, don't miss out on this tacky museum. Okay, so yeah, if you ever visit the city of Tijuana in Mexico, it's actually just south from San Diego in California. A lot of people know San Diego for SeaWorld. Well, if you drive just a short distance, you can get into Mexico, and the big city right there on the edge is Tijuana. So if you're ever there, don't miss out on this tacky museum. To miss out on something is to lose a chance, to lose an opportunity. So they're saying, don't lose out. Definitely you should go and see this tacky museum. It's tacky. It's kind of not really good. It's in a bit of bad taste, but it would certainly put a smile on your face and maybe even give you a laugh.
Okay, 所以如果你有机会来到这个墨西哥的 Tijuana, 然后呢你想要来一点怎么样 ?Feel like a laugh, 就是来一点欢笑啦。那千万不要错过这个tacky museum。其实 tacky 呢其实有也是有那种一种怂啊老土这样的意思。所以我们可以翻为是类似像俗不可耐的这样子的蜡像馆啦。Okay, 那 don't miss out on, 通常我们是要告诉别人说不要错过这么棒的机会就会这样子说啦。Okay, 那miss out on 是我们的 shortcut for you. 我们来看一下它要怎么用呢？
Shortcut for you.
I'm all ready for my trip to New York City.
Sounds great. Don't miss out on visiting the Statue of Liberty.
Miss, I won't even try to hit it.
I think you misunderstood me. To miss out on something means to lose the chance to do something.
So, miss out on something means 错过遗漏
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, don't miss out on going to see the Statue of Liberty.
So, you're advising me to go?
Yes, there are many other cool things to see in New York as well.
You better tell me what they are, I hate to miss out on them.
For you chat.
Here's a for you chat question for you. What is your favorite museum?
Ooh,
why?
Favorite museums.
Favorite.
I have so many. I have to go by city. Is that okay?
Okay.
London, it would be the British Museum. Why? Uh-huh. Because it's so international.
Okay.
They have Egyptian stuff and ancient Greek stuff, even Chinese stuff. It's great. Let's see. In New York...Ooh, how about the Museum of Natural History, the one from Night at the Museum, with all the animals and dinosaurs?
That's where it was taken.
That's pretty cool. In Hong Kong, you should definitely check out the Hong Kong Museum of History. They've recreated whole street scenes from old Hong Kong, so you can kind of walk around and touch stuff, and you really feel like you've traveled back in time. And, of course, here in Taipei, we have the National Palace Museum.Yeah, which is probably the greatest museum in the world for old Chinese stuff, Chinese art and design. So that's great. How about you guys? Your favorite museums, where are they and why do you love them?
The world's worst wax museums.
Tijuana, Mexico is home to another corny wax museum. It's the Museo de Cera, or Wax Museum.And it contains 92 figures, from Michael Jackson to Pope John Paul II. The museum, founded in 1993, is divided into four sections inside. Mexican history, 20th century leaders, popular celebrities, and horror. In the exhibitions, you may easily find many familiar figures of the 20th century, including a cartoonish Barack Obama and a pasty Bill Clinton.As well as Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and others. Visitors can also pose for fun photos with hideous versions of entertainment icons. From Marilyn Monroe and Tom Cruise to Julia Roberts and Harrison Ford. With all the terrible likenesses of famous celebrities in store, it's no wonder people rate the Dracula and Wolfman figures as the best in the museum. Through the owner's delicate arrangement,Visitors may experience a different, more Mexican version of wax figure art. If you're ever in Tijuana and feel like a laugh, don't miss out on this tacky museum. Vocabulary Review.
Contain. The swimming pool contains 2,000 tons of water. Section. The French painters section of the art museum is the most popular of all. Exhibition. There is an exhibition on dinosaurs at the Science Museum. Pose. The model stopped and posed in front of some photographers. Rate. The judges rated the dancers based on their skill and style. Delicate. Some flowers are so delicate that they will break if you touch them.